from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. An Egyptian-American prisoner freed by Egypt after it jailed him for nearly 2 years for his alleged involvement in the Muslim Brotherhood has returned to the United States. Frail-looking Mohammed Sultan was embraced with tears and hugs from relatives and friends as he arrived Saturday at Washington Dulles International Airport. Cairo authorities forced the 27-year-old to relinquish his Egyptian citizenship before allowing him to leave Egypt. He had been on a hunger strike for more than 16 months to protest his extended detention, and his family said his health had been deteriorating rapidly. He was in a wheelchair as he greeted well-wishers at the airport, and his family said he would get medical treatment in the United States. Five people were killed near the Libyan city of Misrata Sunday in a suicide bombing claimed by Islamic State militants. The explosives-laden car was detonated at a security checkpoint west of the city. The Khalifa Golwell, the prime minister of the Tripoli-based administration, criticized what he described as outsiders that were bringing in violence into the country. He said, "We will support all army, police, and revolutionary forces to fight and chase those who have come to Libya claiming they represent Islam," he said. Islam disowns them. China has strongly rejected U.S. criticism of its land reclamation activities in the South China Sea. That's the Chinese Admiral Sun Jingo, who spoke at a security summit in Singapore Sunday, saying that construction work is justified, legitimate, and reasonable, and that the projects are for the purpose of providing international public services. The Admiral later was barraged by questions and journalists. VOA News. A leading U.S. newspaper says the rebel group that seized power in Yemen has at least four U.S. prisoners, and efforts to secure the release have faltered. The Washington Post reports the Americans are believed to be held at a prison in Sana'a, the Yemeni capital. That's the site of frequent bombing by a Saudi-led air campaign designed to dislodge the Houthi rebels. The newspaper says one of the prisoners has been recently cleared for release, but the Houthis reversed the decision. Three of the prisoners worked in a private sector job, while the occupation of the fourth prisoner, who holds a dual U.S.-Yemeni citizenship, is not known. Burundi's president will not attend Sunday's emergency summit of the East African Community Heads of State on the political situation in Burundi. The summit in Dar es Salaam is scheduled to be attended by leaders from Uganda, Tanzania, and Kenya. The president of Rwanda is sending a minister to represent him at the summit, and Burundi will be represented by its foreign minister. The Central African Republic's interim president, meanwhile, is pleading with the international community to help develop the war-ravaged country. Moki Edwin Kanzika reports from Yaoundé.
CAR's interim president, Catherine Samba Panza, says after a May summit bringing together 700 representatives from political parties and civil society groups, she believes it is imperative to give an accounting to the international community and CAR's diaspora. The gathering was intended to clear the way for national elections expected in August to end CAR's 2-year political crisis. However, Mrs. Samba Panza says humanitarian crises continue to batter her country and CAR remains far from stable. Moki Edwin Kinzika for VOA News, Yaoundé.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has cut short an international trip after breaking his leg in a bike accident outside Geneva, Switzerland. Kerry was hospitalized Sunday after being flown by a helicopter to a hospital in Geneva. The State Department said Kerry did not lose consciousness and is stable and expected to make a full recovery. Kerry fractured his femur and is expected to receive further treatment in Boston. He was in Switzerland for talks with the Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif on reaching a nuclear deal before the June 30th deadline. The son of U.S. Vice President Joe Biden has died. Beau Biden, the 46-year-old former state attorney general of the state of Delaware, died Saturday after battling brain cancer for several years. The vice president's oldest son also served in the military for 1 year in Iraq. Biden had been receiving treatment for the disease in a hospital outside Washington. I'm Frances Alonso.
That's the latest world news from VOA.